Let's open our Bibles to Malachi 3 verse 6. Malachi 3 verse 6. Malachi 3 verse 6. Are we there? Okay, let's read together. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Let's go to James. James 1. James 1 verse 16. James 1 verse 16. Are we there? He said, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So one thing we can be sure about God is that we can be sure that God doesn't change. We are so sure of that fact. We are so sure. It is so loud in scriptures that God doesn't change. So, you know, sometimes you can look through the whole scriptures from Genesis down to Revelation, and it looks as though you have different gods. It looks as though you have different variations of God. But then the Bible tells us that there's no variableness in God. There's no shadow of turning. So how then can we see God perfectly? What is that perfect expression of God for us? Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 11. Matthew 11, 27. We read this earlier today. Are we there? Okay, let's read together, 27 and 28. "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So Pastor Ijoma was telling us earlier today that labor there is the search of God, the search of the Father. And what did Jesus say? He said, "Come to me and you will have rest." That means how we can know God, how we can understand God, how we can see that consistent and that constant character of God is only in Christ. We can only see that God in Christ. Outside of Christ, you cannot understand God. Any search for God outside of Christ will always lead you into error. It will lead you into error. So you can only see God in Christ. God can only be seen clearly in Christ. Christ is that perfect example for us. Christ is that perfect revelation of God for us. In Colossians 1 and verse 15, he said Jesus is the image of the invincible God. In Hebrews 1 and verse 3, he said, who is the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. So when you want to see God, who do we look at? We look at Jesus. So let's look at Matthew 8. Having this in mind, let's see something. Matthew 8. We'll start from verse 1. By reading down to 16. It's a long read, but I'll be fast. Are we there? "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.' And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said, 'I will, be thou clean.' And immediately his leprosy was cleaned. And Jesus said unto him, 'See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.' And when Jesus was entered into the Capernaum, there came unto him a certain centurion, beseeching him, and saying, 'Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented.' And Jesus said unto him, 'I will come and heal him.' The centurion answered and said, 'Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go and he goeth, and to another, come and he cometh, and to my servant, do this and he doeth it.' When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them, and follow, 'Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' And Jesus said unto the centurion, 'Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee.' And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Let's read 16 with a loud voice. 1, 2, 3, go. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and healed all that were sick. So one thing we are sure of is we can see the constant character of God, and that character is he is always there to heal. God has never failed when it comes to healing. He has never failed. The power of God has never ever failed. Pastor told us in Can the Bible Be Wrong series 2, he said that the word of God is not I will, the word of God is I am. That means the power of the word of God has that inherent ability in itself to fulfill that which it has been said to fulfill. So you don't doubt the word of God, because God has never failed, and God cannot fail. God cannot fail you. That word of God, you just have to believe that word. God wants to heal you. He wants to do you. He wants to bless you. All you just need to do is believe that word of God. God has never failed. That has not been his character. No, that's not it. We see that clearly in Jesus. He said he healed all that came to him. He healed all that came to him. That is our God. That is our God. Glory! Oh, just sing in tongues. Just sing in tongues. Oh, God has never failed, he will never fail, just don't doubt on him. God has never failed, he will never fail, just don't doubt on him. His spirit is moving, power is flowing, just don't doubt on him. His spirit is moving, power is flowing, just don't doubt. Oh, God has never failed.
God has never
failed. He has never failed.
He will never
just
fail.
Don't doubt.
Just don't doubt.
Oh,
on him.
He will never fail.
God has never
failed.
He will never fail.
About the power of God is, Pastor told us in that same Can the Bible Be Wrong series 2, the word of God to Abraham was, I have made you a father of many nations. That means it was possible that from Genesis 12, Abraham would have had Isaac. But the reason why was because of unbelief. He kept pushing it. And in Luke 1, we saw the same thing almost happen to Mary. And the angel told her that you will conceive. And she was like, how will it happen? I have known no man. But then what, when the angel now said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, will come upon you. And she said, what? Be it unto me. And immediately she had Jesus. So all you just need to do is believe that word. The centurion said to him, he said, if only you can say that word. And what did Jesus say? He said, I have not found so great a faith as this in Israel. Just believe, just believe. You just need to accept it. Just accept that power of God. Just accept it. My body responds to the power of God as it flows through me. Commit to the name of Jesus. There is no other. My body,
responds to the power of God
as it flows through me.
Sickness will come
to the name.
No
better name. There is no other name.
My body
responds to the power
of God.
Jesus, no better name.
There is no
His name.
Just believe, believe, believe.
Sickness will submit to the name of Jesus.
There's no greater name.
There's no other name.
My body
responds to the power of God.
As it flows
through me.
Sickness will
submit
to the name
of Jesus.
There is no other name.
Because we have this much confidence, we can stand and say that God has never failed. We can stand and say God can never fail. Because in the word of God lies the power for that word to actually achieve that which it said to achieve. So because of this, we can stand and boldly say,
God has never failed. He will never fail. Just don't count on me. God has never failed. He will never fail. Just don't count on me.
Just lift your hands and sing in tongues. Just praise the name of the Lord. Just speak in tongues.
Oh, shall Shade, I don't 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 shade, I don